Blog Talk Radio.
Praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Jude, the Chief of Porto, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for it, and we wish you were here with us. Yes, yes, God is good to us. People, we go from cold to warm to hot. You don't know what day it's going to be like each day, so you take one day at a time. And praise God for it that you're still alive. Isn't that wonderful? Amen, amen, amen. Now here we are. You listen, call in now. 347-857-3925. Those of you that are listening, wherever you are, give us a call. Encourage us, you know. And, you know, we love to hear from you, especially you, as we pray for you, yours, and your problems. We thank God for you today. All right, here is Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord Father, this day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. We thank you for this precious gift, Lord Father, for many did not wake up this morning. So, Father, as we come before you, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you, Lord Father God, for having mercy upon us this day, Lord. Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father God, for forgiveness and those that we are praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person. Name by name, Lord, Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Eldred Christian right now, Lord, Father. We ask you right now, Lord, Father God, to regulate pressure and sugar right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch his body right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now, in the name of Jesus. And we give you honor, glory, and praise. Father, we hold before you Bishop Clark right now, Lord, Father God. Touch his body right now, Lord, Father. Line it up with the word of God right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said, by your stripes, we are healed. And we're thanking you, Lord, Father God, for all those that we're praying for today, Lord, Father, that need healing in their bodies right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Deacon Clark, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching his body, Lord. We thank you for recovery right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we hold before you Richie right now, Lord Father. Father, asking you to continue to touch his body right now, Lord Father. Touch whatever it is, Lord Father God, that they saw right now, Lord Father. Father God, that they're able, Lord Father God, to do what they're supposed to do with him, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for his healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for Sister Elizabeth right now, Lord Father, as you continue to give her the strength that she needs, Lord Father. Father, as she stands, Lord Father God, by her son's side, Lord Father, continue to bless her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Naomi, Lord, thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for continual healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, those that lost loved ones right now, Lord Father, touch them right now. Give them peace and comfort in their hearts and in their minds right now, Lord Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we hold before you, Lord Father God, Puerto Rico right now, Lord Father. Have mercy right now, Lord Father God, upon those people, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father God, that don't have no homes right now and still, Lord Father God, living under the conditions, Father God, of Hurricane Maria, Lord Father. Father, in all these earthquakes, Lord Father, touch, Lord Father. Let them seek your face, Lord Father. Cry out to you, Father, like never before, Lord. Father, we hold before you, Lord Father God, our troops, Lord Father. All branches, Lord Father, as they deploy, Father God, going over to war, Lord Father, as we speak peace right now, Lord Father. Over there right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, touch our soldiers right now, Lord Father. Touch their family members, Lord Father God, that they may pray, Lord Father. Pray for peace, Lord. Pray for you to intervene right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we hold before you, Lord Father God, Janine, Rebecca, Calvin, Craig, Koya, Kishon, Akim. Father, we hold those before you right now, Lord Father. Touch them. Keep them covered under the blood right now, Lord Father. We hold before you Charlene, Lord Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord Father God, that you hear our prayers, Lord, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for answering right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing Tracy out of ICU, Lord Father. Continue to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we hold before you, Lord, this broadcast, Lord, canceling every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it, Lord Father, or hinder anyone listening or speaking on it, Lord Father. We cancel the assignment right now in the name of Jesus and render it null and void, Lord. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and pastor, Lord Father God, as you increase in them, Lord. Touch our listeners, Lord. Give them the heart to receive, Lord Father God, and the ear to listen, Lord Father. Father, have your way right now, Lord Father. Show up and show out, Lord. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Father, being on in the midst right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen again. Now, if you didn't hear your name called, you didn't call us, and give it to us. We're still waiting for you to call 347-857-3925. Every one of you that listen on a continued basis, we want to thank you again for your listening ear. And we want to thank you for calling in. Those of you that do call in, we thank you for it, God, for each one of you. Thank each one of you that give a donation. We want to let you know we appreciate it highly. And call a friend. Call somebody, you know, that needs to hear something about the Lord today that's going through. Call them and let them to listen. Listen in, you know. Amen. Tell them to plant a seed toward what they want God to do for them. All right, would you do that?
All right.
The word today is four worthy goals. To feel at home at church. Four goals for you to feel at home at church. To feel at ease at prayer. To feel at odds with injustice. And to feel at peace with God. All right, the four goals. Four worthy goals. To feel at home at church. To feel at ease at prayer. To feel at odds with injustice. And to feel at peace with God. Feel at peace with God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen, amen. We do thank God for Pastor Sharon being here, and Prophet Nathan is still here, right? He's here. Praise God. And Sister Diane, of course, and we thank God for you. All right? You, and you. And some of you may be listening on a different device than ours. And we thank God for you that are listening, silent listeners. I pray that you don't be so silent all the time, that you would call in and interact with us, okay? We would certainly appreciate that. And all, you know, and give us a feedback of, you know, how you feel, and is God blessing you, or have he been blessing you since you've been listening? That'd be a nice testimony. Have he been, you been blessed since you've been listening? And would you invite your friends or your enemies, any one of them, to listen also? We would like to know that. That would be a wonderful feedback, you know. You just dial a number, 347-857-3925, and punch to 1. You know, and you'll get some of us. All right? Amen, amen. I do thank you today. And I trust that you were listening upon the previous broadcast and that you heard something that piqued your interest at least. Okay? Amen, amen, amen. Let me ask Pastor Sharon, did you come up with anything over there? No? Yes? Huh? That's the same thing.
You know what?
I know. Amen. I'm going to try. I'm going to work on it right quick. See? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the prayer wall, you got the hand laid on me. Amen. Oh, but you know, God is God, huh?
What happened? It was on fire yesterday. The whole broadcast.
My God. Hallelujah. All right, we were talking upon the broadcast last, yeah. And how to change you, changing your nature, you know, and most people don't want to make changes, is that right? Most people don't want to make changes today. They want to stay like they are, and they think they're all right. Everybody, as a matter of fact, everybody thinks they're all right. You know, that's a part of life. They think they are all right like they are. They don't need our God. They don't need to go to church. They don't need, you know, none of this as they think. They think they don't need it, but they do. You know, we know they do, don't we? Now listen, the fact is that God purposed in his eternal counsel to have a people, who would come forth where? In his likeness, his own likeness, right? He needed people to come in his own likeness. With his nature and his substance. You see?
Now, that's a tall order, don't you think, that God wanted for us? He wanted that for us. This is what he planned for us. Now, he decided that he had to come to earth himself in order to bring such a people to birth. Now, he couldn't do it. He tried it. He made Adam, right? And he made Adam in his image and likeness. He gave him a few, some things to do, something to obey and all of that. And yet he couldn't make the grade, could he? He didn't make the grade. So he decided he had to come himself. Okay? And when he come himself, he came with his knowledge. He predestined to certain people for that calling. He wanted people to be in the same condition he was in. Okay? He had the knowledge that he have also. All of this was pre-planned. Now, everything that's going on now is pre-planned. All right. He even pre-planned for when you do wrong, right? He pre-planned for Adam because he knew what he had put in Adam. Okay? Now, many of you don't realize the fact that everything was given to Adam in the beginning, was it not? So when God made the woman for Adam to have a helpmeet, to have some company, so to speak, you know. So I'm not, now you would say, well, Adam wasn't alone. He had all them animals, you know, and the birds and everything. He had company, all right, but they wasn't talking. Okay, they could not converse with him. They was not like him. They were different from him. So we have got to know this today. The animals are different from you. They ain't going to heaven just like you are. You know, this is what you think, right? Now, I know y'all get upset and mad when we tell your dog and your cat ain't going with you, neither your horse, right? They were to be brought into the image of his only begotten son, okay? Now, he had to make plans. Huh? Now, Adam was there. He had a choice. He did have a choice. He had a choice, but he, you know how it is. He had to blame somebody. We always got to blame somebody. You know, when we caught with what's in us and it started showing up, okay, what's in us starts to showing up, then we got to blame somebody else. Well, they weren't right. Well, they didn't do this. Well, they didn't do that. You ever heard the blame game? Well, that's what people play. So Adam played the same game, huh? He did the same game. Now, you know, he know God done took Eve out of his side, right? Took his rib and made Eve out of it. Okay, but in that making Eve, he had to get some of Adam's substance that was already there. See, now, that substance was there. You don't want to believe it. Nobody wants to believe it, huh? That Adam and Eve had some of the same stuff going on. That's how Eve just a woman. You know how women, they speak out, don't they? They speak their minds, don't most of them anyway, speaks their mind, don't they? Now here, Adam, he done been in that garden looking at them trees, looking at everything, right? And he ain't touched nothing. Ain't, is them men a coward? I'm asking a question now. Is the man a coward?
No.
Now, Adam didn't touch nothing because he know God told him not to. But now, why come he wait till he get Eve? And then here Eve got this old talking devil telling her something different. Yeah, but I was told not to touch that tree.
Come on now.
See? You see how we do? We let somebody push us up to stuff. Huh? Somebody always pushing us up to change our mind. Huh? And you go along with it. I told you, stop going along with everything. You don't go along with everything, okay? Because a lot of it ain't ready, ain't right, ain't nothing right about it. No, and we go along with it, okay? So, now she goes along with what the devil says to her. Now, mind you, think about this. When you look at the scripture, each day it tells everything that God had made, didn't it? For Adam. Let's say for Adam. He did not make the devil for Adam, people. Huh? And find out that when he made the devil, he made the devil to oppose himself. So his job from the beginning was to oppose anything that God said. And he don't care who he had to deal with to get it done. Because he was made to destroy anything that God had said. And we still go along with it. Oh, he was up there saying, that booger was in that garden, sitting there waiting for the first person he could, you know, deceive. The first person he could lay on them how to come out of the garden. And they didn't even realize that they getting ready to get put out the garden, messing with the devil. And today, we doing the same thing in the churches, allowing that same devil to bring us all kinds of things to get us out of church. And you know what? People are listening. People are listening. They're finding all kind of excuses to leave church. You know. Well, now, I can't blame you if the pastor is a pedophile messing with children. You know, you want to pick him up and throw him out. See, I know because it makes you angry. You see, I can't blame you on that part because I'd be angry myself. You mess with my child, then I want to do some mayhem. You see, like that. But now listen, here you are in the garden, peaceful, nice life. You got a nice life in the garden. Adam and Eve, nice Mr. Adam and Mr. Eve, and Miss Eve, rather. You got a nice life there. You can eat and commune with God, and oh, it's just so beautiful. Ain't no rain, ain't no storms, nothing coming through or nothing. Beautiful life. You living with who? All the animals, they not ferocious and all. You living with them. And here you let this devil sitting up there and cause you to leave, to get put out, rather. You see how we do? So when you get put out, what happens then? Huh? Now, since you are no longer in that paradise that you were in, and the enemy has talked you into what? Getting evicted. Now you're evicted. Huh? What's happening here now? You gone. No more paradise. And what happened? You changed everything. The atmosphere changed. when you left. You were outside now in a world that you are not used to. Everything changed. Your nature has changed. See? Everything changed. Because you sinned and listened to the wrong voice. Now, this is what the church world is doing today. There are people telling nobody is right. They find a few bad apples. There's a few bad apples in every walk of life, every business, every church, everywhere. There's some bad apples there. But you don't blame the whole congregation or the whole church on these things just because that person is bad in that way. They're doing those things. Now, why you want to get off and get around and tell the world that all these pastors ain't right, ain't none of them right, all they want is money, all they want to do is do this and do that? Every pastor is not like that. I almost serve notice on you now. Every pastor is not like that. Every church is not like that. Now, grant you, there are a few. See? Now, when the change came, it started with who? Eve and Adam. I'm calling it back, right? Not Adam and Eve. Eve and Adam. Because Adam had something in him that when he seen how God is and how powerful God is, it was in his heart. Okay? It was in him. And when God took Eve from him, Eve brought that part with her too. And when she got that part with her, naturally the devil couldn't talk all this time. Now think about this. All this time that devil been talking to Adam, trying to get him there. But he wouldn't do it. Because God gave it directly to him. But he hid it in his heart. What he was looking at that tree, and Lord knows why I can't eat that. All of this look prettier than the rest of the trees. Is what, just think about that. How we do with our eyes. Our eyes lust at things, especially stuff that look good. And half of the stuff that look good ain't good for us. You ever thought about that? A lot of that happens all the time. We look at people and, oh, I want to go there, and, oh, I want them, and all that. They ain't good for you, huh? They ain't good for you. Half of them ain't good. All right? Now, we ain't going to mess with that today. Now, Jesus is the firstborn among many brothers, is he not? He is. Now, if Jesus is the only one of the brethren, he wasn't just one of the boys, okay? But he is the only begotten son of the Father. He is the only begotten. Now, Adam had a chance, you know, but he didn't make it. See? So he had to change things, right? Things got changed. You got to be who you are because of that. And listen, let me tell you, Adam was the first man. He was the first man, okay? Ain't but two men in the world, the first Adam and the second Adam, okay? Ain't no other body. I know you want to talk about, what about Cain and Abel and all them? Ain't but two. He tells you, the first man Adam, the first man Adam. He was earthly, right? So we were made after the earthly, the first Adam. Okay? And there ain't no two of us. Because once you are born again, you are made after the second man, Adam, which is a living soul.
He's the spirit. Huh? So therefore, we are just two men in one. We are after the image of the first Adam, and we are after the image of the second Adam. See? The express image now. Hmm. Okay, we became that. Did you get that, Bitches? I hope you did. You got that, didn't you? All right. Now, that's a lot of doing for you to, that's a lot of stuff for you to accept because you don't want to accept these things. You want it to be cut and dry, just like the history books tell us and the natural man tell us, not the spiritual man. You want to stay in the natural all the time. That's why you can't get no change in your life because you're always trying to be the same natural man that you was born. You say, I was born like this. Well, you can be born again. See? Born again in Jesus Christ. Then you begin to be like Jesus because this is what he wants you to do. To change, to make a change, to put on his nature and his substance. This is what we are to do today, you know. We've been in one way so long, huh? Now, Apostle Peter declared that Jesus was both Lord and Christ. You hear what he said? Both Lord and Christ. As Lord, he is one that he is one with the Father. Y'all get help me get this throat straightened out here. He is one with the Father, right?
Yes.
And that's in the realm of deity. That he's one with the Father. That's who he is, all right? Now, you won't think of the Lord as God, would you? Hmm? Jesus is both Lord and Christ. Now, remember that now. I know you don't want to accept it, but go into Acts 2. You'll find it. As Lord, he is one with the Father in the realm of deity. As Christ, I'm going to let you hear that. As Christ, he is one with his body. His body. What's his body? The realm of humanity. He's one with the body in the realm of humanity. Do you get that? Did you hear that? See? Now, Corinthians said that God is the says that God is the head of Christ, right?
Yes.
He is the body of God. That it sound confusing to you, don't? Thus being one with God. See what I'm saying? He one with God. You know, I'm going to tell you a scripture you need to read. Everybody need to read. This is the 17th chapter of St. John. How Jesus explains everything to you, talk to you. Everything is done in red, written in red to tell you that that's what Jesus is talking. At least that's something to help make things a little more plainer for you, okay? And so you can understand some things that you didn't understand or the preacher didn't take time to tell you like that, okay? Amen. Nah. But since all this happens, everything, you know, God got everything in its place. He have placed sin in his place. He's placed deliverance in his place. He's placed you in your place. And you don't want to change. Now, everything is on schedule now. God don't go off schedule. So y'all stop talking about, well, God, is, you know, that's just not, you know, God. That's not God. It ain't in, on schedule. Everything happened is on schedule. Did you know that? He has not changed anything that he has planned. Even the
storms, the earthquakes, and everything where things are is all in place where it's planned. Okay? And listen, the time that it was planned. Can you believe that? It's all there. He don't have to readjust nothing. He ain't got to adjust his schedule just because Adam fell. He didn't readjust anything. He had it already in the plan because he knew what Adam was going to do. Huh? He knew what he had placed in him. Because he placed some of the same thing in you. He made you to obey. He made you to walk in his image and his likeness. But there's that little something on the inside of humanity that's going to cause you to do something you ain't supposed to. You're going to eat of some tree that he told you don't eat of.
Oh, my goodness. Come on now.
Okay? I'm telling you now. Praise God. That's what's going to happen. And you're going to fall. You say, no, my mind is made up. All our minds made up. None of us want to fall. None of us intend to fall. But that human element that is on the inside of us will cause us to listen to the negativisms and then fall. Okay? You get it after a while. Amen. There's always that thing. Well, and then you see how you know it's there, because why would you say, well, I'm just human? See? Because that humanity part is always putting out excuses. Is that right? Hello, anybody out there? Hear me today. Praise God. Amen. I was trying to get out of this, y'all. I was trying to get out of it. You know I was trying to get at it.
Preacher.
So Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, right?
Yeah.
Now, you ain't going to like what I'm fixing to say. You never do, but, you know, that's okay. Read it and ask God for it. Some say that one of God's holy angels started a rebellion in heaven. Didn't they say that?
Come on.
Huh?
Come on.
Taking a third of God's angels with him. This is what we say, right? And you hear it all the time. And then the people say, oh, no, that ain't so. And what else happened? That God had to delay his eternal purpose while he fought and won this war. Who said that? Do that make sense to you? God don't put aside nothing, delay nothing. He keeps his schedule. Okay, people? God keep his schedule. He made it. Huh? We the ones don't want to keep nothing. Now, if the Bible tells us that God created the principalities and powers.
Yeah.
That's the devil and his angels. You say that all the time, even when you're talking about the God and the devil, and you know he was an angel and singing in the choir. I don't know where you get the singing in the choir. Now he probably do sing now. He'll sing too to make you convince you. But he created principalities and powers, didn't he?
Yeah.
That he created the waster to do what? To destroy. Those are things he created. So now you got him singing with singing up in the heavenly choir. He got his choir all right. See? And he do dwell. Where did he put the principalities and powers that he have out there to rule the earth? Huh? In the earth, right? In the heavens, right? Now, it ain't in heaven. It's in the heavenly.
Come on now.
Okay, I know you don't want to hear that, but you hear it. Okay? That's part of his purpose. When he created the devil and his workmen, that's part of his purpose, because we're going to need something to help us get back to God, get back to paradise. So, in order to get back to paradise, our nature now has to be changed back to what it was in the beginning. Is that a mouthful? Praise God. It had to get back to what it was in the beginning. So, in order to get to where we were in the beginning, now you got to go through a lot of sufferings, a lot of pain, a lot of tribulations. That's why you got an enemy. Now you see why you got an enemy? Why the enemy was created? He was created. He was a purpose also. He working helping you get back there. He just don't know it. And you don't know it. You know why? Because you refuse to know. You don't want to know who the devil is. You don't want to know how the devil works. So you cooperate with the devil and you be what? One of his workmen. Because you cooperate with him by not believing who he is. So therefore you got him over here being a heavenly angel. I know. You might have done cut your TV off, your radio off, or your thing off right by now, huh? Okay, but that's okay. They have to. We come through testings and trials, do you hear? To get back. And when we find out who can help us and who can bring us through is Jesus Christ, the second man, Adam. That is the one. When we begin to put on his nature and likeness, he said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now get your mind out of the Garden of Eden and in the place where you think the devil is supposed to be at, singing in the choir. Now today they is singing in the choir. Because they had some, I think it was on the internet, by the preachers, the teachers, everybody had guns, and when they get mad in the choir rehearsal, they pull out the gun, talking about shooting each other. So there is out there, right, singing. A lot of them singing and ain't living 2 cents worth of nothing. But because they sang them beautiful songs, you put them as angels of God. And they live in the hellish life.
My God, come on now.
You see? You don't know the difference. See? And when you don't know the difference, you accept anything. You let your children do anything they want to do, and you call it right. Do you think God is okay in that? He not okay in stuff like that, people. You want your child to go to hell. You pushing them right on into hell. Because you are doing what? Sanctioning the terrible stuff you know they're living. The life they're living is full of sin, and you are sanctioning it. Do you think where you going? You're going to be held responsible for that child. The blood going to be well required at your hand for your own child. You know how many people doing that? I know you don't want to be hated. Listen, I was disliked, hated, because that is where God taught me. That particular word is God taught me, and it didn't matter if it's my children. I love my children. Yes, I love them just as good as anybody else loved theirs. They didn't understand. My other relatives didn't understand. But I'm so glad God did. I'm not going to be held responsible, and I know what the words say, and I see what they're doing, and I'm up to my, oh, my child is so good, and they so this and so that. They could give me something. Give me some money if they want to. They ain't do that too often now. But listen, but they give it to me. I'm still going to tell them about this stuff. You going to hell if you don't make a change. See? They resented that. Yes, children resent that. Living a certain type of life to God. They resent it. The human nature resent that. See? But just because they resent it don't mean you ain't supposed to teach them. You teach them the way they should go. And the Bible says when they're old, they will come back. They're going to come back eventually. They ain't got no other way to go but back. That's why we call on the name of the Lord. And we continue to ask God to save my children, Lord. Turn them around, Father.
My God, come on now.
See, we got to do that continuously until they change.
Yes.
And don't let them get by with it. Come on, people. You let them children get by with everything. They want to go out there. I hate to talk about something I know, but I ain't saying no name. But I know a family. The children run out there and snatch people's pocketbook. They bring them back home, and the mama get the money. They get the money out. And guess what they do with the pocketbook? Throw it on top of the roof of the house. I say, Do you know what you? I said, you know what? If you do it again, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. You gonna get blamed for all of it because God gonna put some on you. And she, this woman started telling them it's bad. Don't do it. She started telling the truth, cause she was, you know, it was all right to her.
Come on now, my God.
That's bad business when people do stuff like that. See, that's bad business. You think your son or daughter supposed to go out there with anybody and lay up with them? It's all right. It's all right. It ain't all right. See, you causing destruction on your own people. See, you've got to think about this. Huh? Think about it. This is why I have time to talk about it, so you can think. Think about the stuff that you do. Think about the things you do in the name of the Lord. You go to church, but they don't want to go to church. I'm not giving you my money for you not to go to church. If I'm giving you some money for this, that, or the other, you gonna get your hind parts on out of here and come on, go. Don't, I'm cutting you off. Okay? And that ain't hard, you know. It's just that I mean business with Christ, and I want you to go. I want you to be there, too. I don't want to see you in hell. You catch enough hell here. On earth.
Come on now.
Come on now. Listen. Everything that has happened since creation has been a part of God's plan,
yes.
His divine plan. Huh? It's not happenstance y'all want it to be. Oh, this just happened. No, it didn't. He had an eternal purpose for everything he created. And which purposely, in Christ Jesus, who is the center of everything.
Yes.
He was purpose too.
Yes.
Ain't it wonderful? Huh? Isn't it wonderful to know that? He had to be the earthly creation for God.
bring God to us,
yes,
through us,
yes,
and in us.
Mm-hmm.
See, he gave us all that. God, I'm so glad about that. If he hadn't have done that, we wouldn't have had no choice. We wouldn't have had a chance, would we? We wouldn't have had a chance if he hadn't done that for us. See, just because Adam fell in sin, you think you're still supposed to sin? Hmm? You're supposed to, now God gave you a chance. You're supposed to be like the second man, Adam. Hmm? Now, we have now, once you come into Christ, you have put on the nature of Christ. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Jesus didn't come here to do nothing outside of God. Everything he did was in the purpose, plans, will of God. Everything that he did, everything he said, and he gave us the same opportunity, people, to be restored. You remember the man, the thief on the cross? You heard this story many times. Yeah. He was up there. He had two thieves, one ungrateful one. Then you had the other one that said he didn't do anything, but we did. He was admitting his sin. Did you see what it said? What Christ was requesting was you to repent, right?
Yes.
So he was repenting of his sin. He said, we did it.
Yes.
He didn't do nothing, but we did it. Told him, hush his mouth, what he was saying. Well, you know, you so much, take us down with you. Get us all down. No, we deserve it. He didn't deserve it. The man had some sense. Even though he was a rogue, he had some sense. But the other one didn't. And he said, Lord, remember me when I come in that kingdom. Remember me. See, man done confess, ask God to remember him. That I, now he say, what is he saying? I know who you are now.
Yeah.
I know who you are now. This is all he's saying here. And Jesus acknowledge it and say, today you will be with me in paradise. You ain't going to no Hades. You going to be with me in paradise today. Do you see? It takes Jesus to bring us into a paradise of God. Because now we put on the nature of God when we put on Jesus Christ. Because what did Jesus do? He gave us the glory that God had given him. Now we are baptized in his glory. That's our brother, you know. That's our big brother. Y'all know that, don't you? That's our big brother. That's our big brother. I tell you, I thank you. He's not the Father. Huh? But to us in the person of Jesus Christ, he is our big brother. But when he is Lord, he's our Father. When he put on the robe of Lord, now he is our Father. When you hear that name, he is our Father. In Christ, Jesus. See all that he is to us? He is all that wrapped up in one. Okay? That's why he loved the one. Now, we ain't talking about the oneness Jesus only. We ain't talking about that one now. Because we need the Lord Jesus Christ. the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. All three is one. That's who we are today. We have put on the whole man. You see the whole man in us now? Do y'all get it? We have now become in the image of the second man. When you put him on the whole man, you renewed in your mind, you are now the whole man. See, you have put on the Lord Jesus Christ now. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You got it all. You see what I'm saying? You have it all. And don't even know it. I know you don't want to hear it, but you hear it today. I'm not talking about, no, I'm talking about your life, your soul, your spirit. I'm talking about how to live in this day of so much turmoil, so much destruction going on, violence going on. This day, you're going to need to be the whole man. You're going to have it all. You can't go around with a little bit of it no more because, listen, the end time is vastly approaching. Earthquakes all over the place. Whole cities being destroyed. There's a town, I think it's in Canada somewhere. I believe it is. It has sunk. The whole town has sunk underwater. The sea level has came up over the whole town. What happened to that whole city over in the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah.
That's true. The whole city. See, now you're talking about rebuilding. I don't know if you can rebuild it. We don't really know whether God wanted to be rebuilt. There's reasons why the entire place to go down. Think about it, people. Think about it. God is trying to get you and I to focus on him and him only and his call, his will that he's purposed in our hearts. We got a job to do and do it quickly. Do y'all hear me? We got a job to do and a job to do quickly. See, stop picking flowers by the wayside now. It's time to be about your Father's business. It's time. We don't waste enough time arguing and bickering and mad about this and ain't speaking to this one and ain't speaking to that one and all this nonsense going on. Get your stuff together. I don't care who made who mad. Time to get glad now. See? It's really time. Because what you going to do when God calls you? You can't get it right then. God done call you home. You're going to be judged about it. Just telling you the truth today, people. Come on, you Adams. But that is what I talked about yesterday, the Benjamin Company. See? We had been talking about the Joseph Company. See? People that are doing what Joseph is called to do. Joseph is a type of Jesus also. Okay? Deliver. Set things in order. And when he called Benjamin in, people, that's another piece of the puzzle that God was bringing forth to settle this thing. Do you get it? To settle this thing. To settle all things. this man that God called, trials and tribulations he had too, okay? But God had a purpose, still had a purpose for him. You know, even though he was cut out, yet God had a purpose and a way to get him back in. Pull him back in. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because he had a job to do. He had to finish his job just like his brother Joseph did. Now, notice that was two men, Joseph and Benjamin. It wasn't none of the ten, the bad boys. Not none of them, but the two youngest. See? They had work to do. We have work to do because our elder brother said so. He put it into effect also for us to get the job done, to be equipped. And what? We were renewed in our minds, you see. We renewed in our minds now, because now we know what we do, and we are not going to allow the devil to make a fool out of us thinking he is all of that. He have to get permission from God to do anything anyway to you. See? You don't even have to take it. Devil, you're a lie. And you're the father of it. See, John say he's the father of lies. Because that's what he was born to, people. He couldn't tell you nothing else. He could tell you the truth if his life depended on it. See, he couldn't tell you the truth because that's what he was born of. A liar. Inside and out, he's a liar. He give you images, make you think it's God. He got a demon come by acting like, trying to act like he God. And you believe it. Ask God for sharper discernment today, okay? All right. I'm giving away. I'm giving away. I went on a little far.
Oh, we thank God for the word from Apostle Porter for 2020. I tell you, this is 2020, right? So the word of God must be released, y'all. It has to be released. And we want to ask God to open your eyes, give us the understanding to his word, what is being said, because this is the time for us to really come into the place of understanding the word of God. And when the woman of God was talking, coming from the book also, a little bit from the book of Genesis, when with Adam and Eve, and then the verse that really came, put up to me, is Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 7. And verse 6, we can go, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And then verse 7 said, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. And when you go to Ephesians, the 1st chapter, verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that he may know, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint. And when we're looking at it, the eyes of your understanding, what is the eyes? The eyes look at things, right? And you take it in. And it talked about they desire what they saw, they yield to what they saw, even though they were told
not to touch the tree. God gave instruction not to. And it's a great point today that it's the same thing going on even right now, that God tells, give us instruction, and the instruction a lot of times comes from the Word of God, or the ones that don't read the Bible, the Word of God, there's human people. God have man and woman of God that comes and give you the Word of God, what God says. And he wants to bring us into a place of understanding the Word that is being released in your life. He wants you to understand that what he wants for you is a lot more better than what the enemy wants for you. The Word let us know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came, which is the second Adam, to give you life and that more abundant. And there is so plain when you read the book of Genesis, the third chapter, that Adam and Eve messed up. And when they messed up, it brings forth death. It brings forth spiritual death and natural death, because they were in a place where they had everything. And a lot of times, what caused a person to die slowly, physical and spiritual, it is sin. That three-letter word, S-I-N, that caused you to lose out, to bring forth death in you. It does not bring forth growth, because God wants us to do what? Abide by his word. Live according to his word. And the woman God starts talking about what changing your nature. And that is something that we don't think about. We call it character. The person character. You must have good character. You must have a character of being a person of honesty, integrity. Those are things that we want in people. And a lot of time when we want these things in people, we got to make sure it's also in us. Those things. And it reminds us that God in the Genesis, when they sinned, and who was the one that tricked them? The enemy. You were deceived. You were fooled. He got you to believe something other than what God said, and bring you into a place where you lose ground in him. But I'm so happy to know that when Jesus came, that being the second Adam, he came to redeem us back to the Father, to God. And he redeemed us, he paid for us with his blood so we can have an opportunity. We don't have to walk as the old Adam, but we can take on the new nature of Christ. We can take on his characteristic, and we can what? Go into that place, the heavenly places he wants us to walk in. And then there's so many scriptures in the Word of God, even Romans, the fifth chapter, verse 5, verse 12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin," which is the first Adam, "and so death passes upon all men, for that all have sinned." So Romans also takes up where Genesis talks about, because one man sinned, one man, it brings sin into the world. And not just sin, but death also. And for all men, every one of us. So we all know that we have to do what? Be connected to the second man, Adam. And then Romans, the sixth chapter, verse 1 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Shall we continue in sin? You know how it happened in the book of Genesis. So ask yourself this question: should I continue in sin still? Should I continue in the old man? Should I continue and say, "Well, this is my way, my lineage is, this is how we do it"? But are you going to take on the Christ Jesus
Are we going to put off those things that can cause us to walk in error? And then the second verse says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Dead to sin meaning you what? You're making a conscious decision that you won't do those things no more. And you say, well, they say, but it's easily said than done. But the word of God tells us to present our body to him. That is our reasonable service. That is what he wants us to do. Give him back this body he gave us. He gave it to you. You say, well, this body is mine. No one can tell me what to do. But he loaned it to you. So he wants you to tell you to what? Present it back to him. Give it back to him. Just like parents, when they have a child, they give the child back to the Lord for the work of the Lord. We ought to present it back ourselves to him. Just like Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice for our sin, we have to give what? Take off things daily. There's things that we have to work on daily. And then according to Matthew, the 15th chapter, verse 9, it says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemy. It is letting you know the sinfulness that comes with this body. You cannot say, it's just me. That's not how Jesus made you. Yes, you were born. You were born. When you were conceived, you were born in your mother's womb. You came out with that sinful nature. But not because you were born with that sinful nature means you can continue to walk in that sinful nature. Jesus came as the best example for us so we can know what? We don't have to. We don't have to be that way. We don't have to walk that way. And Psalms 51 verse 5 says that, behold, I was shapen in iniquities, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So you say, why are you calling out my sin today? No, the word of God lets you know we all born in that way. In sin. But you know what? You still have an opportunity. You still have an opportunity because Jesus came just for you and me. Everyone had to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Your leaders, they accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. The people around you, they all had to come to that place to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior in their life. Why? Because they did not want to walk any longer into the old nature, because they realized the old nature only brings forth death. But they wanted to live eternally with Christ Jesus. That doesn't mean you want to leave this earth, this dimension, and you're in heaven. No, you can live it right here. On this land, on this planet, you can live it because Jesus came and he showed us he was the good, best example for us. He walked it to let us know we can do it. And he gave us great example when he was tested. He let you know that you're going to go through this testing too. He's going to let you know that you're going to have to keep praying. He'll even let you know that there may be time when he has to send the word to let you know to be strong and be courageous. It doesn't mean that you'll be all the time. But that's why the word of God is there for you to lean on him. So remember, the word of God even let us know, my son, forget not my law. And let thine heart keep my commandment. There's so many instructions in the word of God. You can find it for yourself. be giving you the scripture so you can find it for yourself. And Psalms 39 verse 1 said, I said I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue, and I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. You got to do it. Your neighbor cannot do it. Your mother and your father cannot do it. You have to make a conscious decision that you're going to make the change. You're going to take heed to your own way, because God knows you. He knows you better than anyone else, and he's calling everyone into change, changing your nature to his nature today, changing your ways to his way, your thought to his thought, and lining up yourself with his word. Today he wants us to pay attention to a lot of things, to your old nature. That old nature should die. It has to die, that the nature of Christ can live. Because the word let us know that your flesh, the blood and your blood, your flesh and the spirit are always fighting against one another. The carnal mind is always fighting with you. It doesn't want you to get to that place where you put the flesh under subjection to the word. It doesn't want you to get into a place where you have to discipline yourself to study the word or pray more or meditate or just sit up in a place of quietness and just meditate on the word of God. Because sometimes we could get so busy in our doing and our talking that we don't take time to talk to God or just sit in the presence of the Lord, where you can be refreshed and renewed, where he can speak to you. He can bring you into a place of peace. He tells us we're going to have trials and tribulation. It's always going to be something going on. But you know what? We need to be in a place in him where he can download that peace that you need, that you can find yourself in that his in the realm of him, where he can to let you know where your next direction is. Remember the nature, changing your nature. You have to make a decision. When 2020 came in, I made a decision. Because you can't, you have to, God has to what? He has to download in you. He has to feed you. Remember when in the wilderness, when Jesus was in the wilderness? Or when he had to pull away outside just to seek God, his Father, for that strength that he needs for what's coming ahead? We all need that. We all need him to let us know where we, you know, that he's with us, where he's with us, or we need him to just communicate with us. And sometimes in chaos, you cannot get that place. Jesus always, many a time, pull away from the crowd. Just to what? To commune with the Father. So we have to commune with him. We have to find that resting place in him. And the word, there's a song, in the word of God, I find my hiding place in the word of God. And that's where we can hide ourselves, in his word today. We can hide ourselves in the word of God. And let us not today lean to our own understanding. And Deuteronomy 4 verse 9 says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy life. But teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons. The word of God, what the woman of God says, parents, you got to teach your children. Don't allow, yes, they groan in their eyes. But when I believe this, when they're in your roof, you the grown one in your house. When they're in your house, you the grown one in their house. So I remember I was brought up, we couldn't be in our beds if we sleeping, and my parents leaving to go to church.
Come on now.
Oh, no, you can't. They tell you if you're sick, okay, you can come and sit there. The healer is in the midst today. Especially they went party hardy in the night before. Drag them still. You know what? You party hard for the devil. We're going to sit and be partying for Jesus Sunday morning. Let's go to church. You know why? Because you never know. You'll just say, well, they don't want to go. No, you cannot tell them that. Because the word of God says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And your house belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. You dedicate your house to God. So everything up in your house, you'll be lining up with the word of God. You come into church with me today. I remember the woman of God tell you, you anoint everything that moves in that house.
Everything.
You anoint their shoes, you anoint their clothes. That's what you do. Because, and then after a while, they don't know what's going on. Why? Because you asking God to change their nature. Change their nature. Because only God can do it. But you got to take control of your house.
Yes, Lord.
Close them doors in your life. Close that door. Because you know what? When your house belongs to the Lord, there's no devil in hell can enter in. But when there's a little peephole, everything can come into your house. So today, close that door. Close that door today. Remember, the word of God said what? You got to teach them to your sons and thy sons. And that son's son, in other words, through all generations, you got to tell your children it. God hold you accountable to tell them. And even when they think they're so grown, you still got to say, you know what? This is what God is saying. You still got to open your mouth. Because you will prefer that they be upset with you. See, that's my nice word. They upset with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then something happened to them, and they have no way of saying, Lord, have mercy. Because there's no repentance in the grave. You cannot say like that man, let me come back to let them know this place is real. Jesus said, no, I have people on this earth giving them the warning that there's a heaven and there is a hell. Think about it. We say we love our children so much. Love them enough to let them know, son, daughter, make a change in your life. Jesus is soon to come. And you got to do that mother thing. It would just break my heart to know that all these years we carrying you.
Come on.
And you lose it and you end up in hell. It would just break my heart to know that's where you at. God give you that thing. You can use it, mothers.
Yes.
Let them know it will break to your heart to know that they make it in. Because the word says God made hell for the devil and his angel. But because of man and his sinful nature and sinful way. But every person have an opportunity. If they say, here she go again, I prefer them keep saying that, then you closing your mouth. Because it will be breaking your heart. It will break your heart to know that they did not make it in. That is something to think about. There is no today, when you hear this word, don't get all stuck up and say, well, I'm grown. No, you ain't grown. The body may be growing up, but that spirit man, they need to grow up in you and mature in you and ask God to open your eyes of understanding that you may understand the word of God and know that God is real today, y'all. Ask him. If you don't know that he's real today, ask him. I hear so many testimonies that people say, I didn't believe in God, but then I ask God the question. Speak and say, God, reveal yourself to me.
Yes.
If you ask him to reveal himself to you, he will do exactly that. But ask him today. If you really want to make that change, ask him today. Know that Jesus loves you today, and we do too.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That is some awesome word. I know y'all say, she say that all the time, but truth is truth, okay? And I ain't prejudiced either.
Oh.
So I tell you, that is an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Did you all receive that word? Did you all hear that word today? There's so many questions going on today. Know that we are in the end times today. My advice to you, share this broadcast with another person. I don't care if it's your friend or someone that call themselves the enemy. Say, you know what? You ought to listen to this broadcast today and transform your mind today, your way of thinking. I tell you, some awesome listening. And trust me, I will be listening back over to the broadcast again. Yep. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. And I tell you, that word is rich. You're looking for a word from the Lord. Call in those times every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us tomorrow night for the Wailing Walls prayer line at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746. Code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You can call us that number and pray and intercede, touch and agree with us, just like you can call us every Wednesday and Thursday. And on Tuesday night when we have Bible Talk, you can join us there as well. And that is also that 218-548-6746, code 3333#. You can call us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may have a question that you may want to ask, need prayer, have a praise report, or just want to give your life to God. You can go ahead and you can call us anytime during any one of those days and time, and we will be happy to. You would like to bless the woman of God, so we'll see it into her life. Continue to help us with the broadcast, keep it online. You can go ahead and you can visit our site at logianinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. That's LOGION internationalministries.com and hit the donate button. Or you can go ahead and send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your
I stop worrying?
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I let
God.
Let him have.
Let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let go.
He's the only one with the
answer. Let go.
Let God.